Take it away, Norm. Tell us about our guest today.
So Mike Lucht is in the sweeper business, and he was very local, but he had a concept of taking national what he does, create a group that could be a buying group, help a brand presentation, and land people, clients all over the country. So Mike can explain it better than I. He's been in business a long time, a seasoned veteran.
All right. Well, I've got good news. We've got Mike on with us. So he's going to tell us about his business. Mike, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. First, a sweeper business. This is the commercial type machines that sweep like office buildings and other facilities and so on, right? Tell us what the business does.
Oh, the business is really a power sweeping business that involves mostly truck mounted machines that you might see out in the municipal streets or state highways on construction projects or in a retail parking lot. So I started that business back in 78, and we've grown consistently over 43 years, and it was about 1984. I was fortunate enough to be able to acquire a vanity number that is pretty good for our industry. It's 1-800-SWEEPER, and it was about that time when we were getting all these other exchanges. It used to be a 313 exchange and a 419. My offices are in Toledo. We started out of the Toledo market. And, so we had a few phone numbers dialing in as we did back in those days. And then all these other exchanges started popping up, and I thought I needed one number to represent my company. And I was able to get the 1-800-SWEEPER number and ran with that for a number of years until I came to a point where I was looking at how I could insulate my local business from some of the ups and downs that we might be experiencing in a local economy, and how I could spread the revenue over a larger geographic footprint. So we leveraged the 800 brand into a co-op.
And so when you say it's a co-op, so tell me exactly what the co-op does. What is the essence of the business today? You took it, you knew your business well, but you wanted to grow it nationally. And you came up with this model. And the model for the business today is what?
The model for the business today is just that. It's a cooperative. There's many cooperatives around us every day of our lives. Most hardware stores, the true value is a cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
Do It Best Hardware is a cooperative. And these cooperatives are dual cooperatives, both in branding and in purchasing. And many cooperatives that we aren't familiar with would only be a buying group cooperative, but we had a good brand. And so we built a tandem approach that would give us not only the ability to exploit the brand with a number that, being that we're all wheel based, so our vehicles are virtually billboards. So if you put an 800-SWEEPER number on the side of a machine, you're likely to remember that more than you will the name of the company or their local number. So, I was reluctant to really launch it without learning about the buying group side, because the leverage of the buying group is really where we can control our own destiny by consolidating our purchasing dollars. So, so we launched it on that concept. We introduced it in 2010 and actually formally launched it in July 2011.
So if I'm using the vanity number, 1-800-SWEEPER, if I need sweeping services in my parking lot, at my building, or whatever it may be, I can call that number and you'll set me up with a local, let's say I'm in Utah, you'll set me up with a local provider. And your business will take a cut of the action as a result of making that connection between the customer and the vendor. Is that correct?
Well, it's more or less. We have a partner in Salt Lake City, so that would be a great example. And so they called off of our website, which we have developed the number one revenue generating website in our industry, 1-800-SWEEPER.com. So it's in most markets, if you search for power sweeping services, we're going to be either number one or number two in a search engine on an organic basis, because the size of our website is in excess of 600 pages. So everybody that comes into my group has to get exclusive representation for their market by area code. So whatever that area code would be, I think Utah is one area code. So Salt Lake City, my partner there gets the entire Utah market to do what they choose. If they can't service it because it's so vast, maybe they have a partner, you know, that they could subcontract work to that they feel is reliable, trusted. But
hey, Jeff,
so exclusive. I'm sorry.
What Mike did that is different. He still operates his own business in Toledo. Mm-hmm. He put together a group of how many people, Mike?
There's 53 companies in the group today. There's three full-time people that now have managed that entire organization. So,
yeah, he has 53 people that are cooperatives where they buy together, and Mike could provide leads to them. So
right.
That was the uniqueness of what he did, partly.
Well, and then we sell subscriptions to the organization by a fee for every area code that you represent. So they pay a fee based on the area code, and the leads come to them for free. I mean, we just generate the leads for them through a call center, and they're dispatched then to them with an app that we've generated. It's the 800 app. So every lead that comes to them comes through their phone on our app. And they can simply hit the email address or hit the phone number, and it's live. They call them back. And in our world of service, you know, response time is critical. And so we're giving them the opportunity to really jump on leads as soon as they get them, as opposed to getting lost in emails or lost in a text message of some nature. So our fee comes through the lease of the vanity number. And so they get their ability to work the lead and generate the revenue, whatever it is, they keep to themselves. And then we develop the buying group side, where it really gets the engine going. And through the buying group negotiations, which we have, I think we have like 30 companies now that we call vendor partners, that are 38 actually vendor partners, that we do exclusive opportunity deals with them. We actually represent them, so they don't have to go knocking on 53 doors. So we got broom suppliers, filter suppliers, chemical suppliers, bearings, grease, oils, you name it, whatever we need. We typically have a supplier to fill that. And we get exclusive discounted pricing with them based on our volume that we anticipate, as a rebate. And the rebate is the kicker, because we participate in the rebate. Our partners get a piece of it, but we get to keep a piece of it as well. So really the growth is by controlling the dollars in the purchasing side for us.
You know, Mike, your business, 1-800-SWEEPER. It's funny, Norm, if you recall, a couple of weeks ago, we had Brian Elias on the show a few weeks ago. And Brian Elias, when we asked about his success with Hanson Windows, you know, and he talked about now the vinyl flooring company is going to be doing, he really highlighted the importance of a jingle. You know, and it seems so rudimentary and basic, but he really put emphasis on having a great jingle because it got in people's heads and some people remembered it. You know, we're hearing today from Mike Lucht at 1-800-SWEEPER, another very successful business. Mike started the interview by talking about the importance of that vanity phone number that now he's using in his branding and how important that is. And I think there's a lot of lessons there. You know, consumers and customers, whether it be business to business or business to consumer, these things stick in your head, 1-800-SWEEPER, or a good jingle, whatever it may be. Mike, you really put a lot of, you have a lot of pride and you put a lot of importance in that vanity phone number.
Well, the vanity number is what is the backbone of the organization. It's been the backbone of our brand on a local level since 1984. So, you know, these things, it's proof of concept. The vanity numbers work. You got 1-800-FLOWERS, you got, you know,
yes,
all these other vanity numbers out there, and they do work. And so the sweeper business is a little different in that we're not, it's like a reverse franchise. So we're not trying to put people in the sweeping business. We're trying to take people that are in the sweeping business and give them the leverage to help them grow and be better business people. And so we use that to help and better ourselves. So So as we built this organization, my local organization has grown and improved tenfold. So the benefits always aren't monetarily coming to you for you when you do something like this. It's developing the relationships and the resources that we would never have had I not done it. So it's you got to look beyond, you know, the immediate return. A lot of folks are looking at ROIs immediately, and you got in this instance, it wasn't an ROI decision. It was simply this just makes perfect sense, and these co-ops are everywhere. And the difficulty was to introduce a co-op in an industry that had no familiarity with the co-op, and then get entrepreneurial mind thinkers. These are all small family businesses to embrace the concept. Mm-hmm. And so as I sketched the concept out, I took it to some of the more prominent contractors that I was familiar with around the country. And through those discussions, we were able to formulate this. So I guess the message is you can't always know where you're going before you start. I mean, you got to be able to have the faith and confidence in the concept, because there was no playbook here.
Right, right.
There's two key things Mike did. One, he was able to lower costs of acquisition of supplies,
mm-hmm.
and he was able to create business for these people around the country through the 1-800-SWEEPER concept.
Right, on both sides. The co-op concept is applied on both sides and really works. It takes cost out and drives more business. It's beautiful.
Correct.
Right. The exclusive competitive advantage was the entire concept. Give our partners exclusive competitive advantage on marketing and on their purchasing of their supplies and their equipment. So, and now we started out with two vendor partners, and now we have 38 vendor partners because they recognize us in our industry and how we can generate revenue for them by just working with us. So if they're working with us, we have a business development person on my team, on the 800-SWEEPER team, that goes out and solicits that business for them. And so when they pay us a rebate, they're actually paying a commission to us for doing sales work for them, except in the world of sales, they're not paying any commission until something leaves the shelf. So they don't have any overhead of a salesman going out knocking on doors. So that piece has worked out very well. And as we gain strength and we bring in more volume, I think our volume last year was over almost $200 million of purchase power. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, it grows. It's been growing exponentially here lately. But it took a bit to get it off the ground. And then the folks that knew me, 23 people I started with, we put checks in an envelope. I didn't cash them until the time came when I felt we needed to pull the trigger. And they gave me enough rope to hang myself, basically. But I've always felt like, given the challenge or the opportunity, that, you know, it's the only way you can really discover who you are is when you are challenged. And so this is how we put this together.
That's so true. It's amazing. I want to ask you about another thing you mentioned in our last segment. You know, your business depends on attracting the customer. The vanity number is part of the equation of doing that. It's easy to remember. It's an 800 number. That works. But the other thing you mentioned is you secured a domain name and you've optimized your search, because obviously, as we all know, a lot of business is being done online these days. Businesses are being found and discovered, and customers are finding those businesses not by looking in a phone book, but by, you know, going online and searching. And so you said you secured a domain,
right,
under the same brand, basically, 1-800-SWEEPER.com.
Correct.
And then you applied the basic but extremely important, it's the blocking and tackling of how the whole online ecosystem works. You've now optimized your search and you put a lot of focus on that, so people are finding you online as well, right? That was a major focus of yours, search engine optimization.
Absolutely. You know, in 2011, really no one in our industry really understood the power of their website. We all had a website, but it wasn't optimized. And we had to go to school on that. We hired some experts to help us understand it, and we actually created for every partner's area code, they are represented individually on our website as a landing page. And this is how we've grown the website to the size it is, and the dynamics of continually putting blocks in and search engine optimization and pay-per-click and combination of all this. It's an unbeatable combination. We are a 600-pound gorilla in our industry. So when it comes to search engine optimization and web leads. As a result of that, everyone else started paying attention, and so the pressure, it continues. Someone that's in our group, now they want to upgrade their website. So then we start competing against ourselves a bit, but because of the strength and the size of the 1-800-Sweeper.com website, we're untouchable virtually, unless somebody's throwing millions of dollars at it.
So, it's very, very powerful. Very powerful. Do you have your own staff on the team that's focused on search optimization, or are you using an outside vendor?
Well, we're using a combination of outside vendors plus some inside skilled folks that do research, constantly doing the research. So it's nothing in internet marketing is stagnant. It's always changing, and you have to. That's where we all kind of get in trouble. We build it, then we let it go. But you've got to be changing it, and as you change, the dynamics improve.
Yeah, what I love about this story, Norm, and I'm really glad you brought Mike on the show with us. And what I love about it is that it really blends the best of, as I said before, the blocking and tackling of business. I mean, it's I'll qualify it this way: a basic business service, in the sense that, it's not the next major biotech cure or anything like that. It's sweeping parking lots, but it's being done by a visionary leader of a company who is combined really forward thinking, very entrepreneurial forward thinking, the best of current and contemporary technology like search and so on, and using the power of a website, using the power of a vanity phone number, creating a really interesting model to wring cost out, drive more sales to customers or to partners. This is a really dynamic model Mike has built, and I think it's a great example of blending today's most advanced technology and capability and forward thinking with an old guard kind of company.
Pivot is a big word today. So he started his company in 78, and in 2011, he pivoted to go national with the concept, and now it's a big driver of the way they do business. Which is great.
Sure. No, it's amazing. Mike, congratulations on your success. You're a great example. We're thrilled to have you share your story with our audience.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. One of the things that really has came to light during these pandemic times is that the power sweeping industry is deemed to be essential. And throughout this time, most of our folks have been working pretty steadily. And we've been fortunate because of the fact it's a sanitation issue. And the streets and highways all need to be cleaned. The infrastructure that we work with has to continue. So we're blessed in a number of ways that, this business that is kind of out of sight, out of mind, is continuing to play quite an important role in our environment, in the cleanliness and sanitation, which is now, forefront in everybody's mind.
That's a great story. Mike, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's a great edition of Startup Nation Radio. And we'll be back next week again with more on Startup Nation Radio. Thanks for joining us.
The preceding program was furnished by Startup Nation Media Group.